Hi guys, and welcome back to my very special episode that I'm ready to talk about. I'm ready to talk about my healing era or my healing journey. And I mean, in the past episode, I did talked about that I'm going through something, but never in the way directly what I was going through. Just that I'm grateful and that something happened, you know, but today is the day where I feel like I'm finally ready to tell my story. June 24th, 2024. Dear diary, I left the hotel room while my friend was still sleeping. Sitting in the lobby, I broke down, crying uncontrollably. I had a panic attack, feeling like my emotions were suffocating me. Am I a bad person? Am I really unlovable? Am I losing my mind? I tried calling Daniela because I didn't know what else to do, but she didn't pick up the phone. In that moment, I realized I needed to be alone to just let it out. I've always been the one helping others, always putting them first. Even those who've hurted me and created this situation I was in the first place. I was empty, just a shadow of myself. That day changed something in me. I'll never forget it. And I knew I couldn't keep going on like this. Something had to change. When I was reading that out of my diary, I could really feel the emotions again that I felt in that moment. And days prior to that event that was happening, that I was speaking about in that situation, my world was already starting to crumble. And I just didn't want it to let it happen. And I was trying to hold on to it and, you know, trying to keep it together because I just needed to function. My whole business was functioning. I needed to function. You know, I had this job and it was just a lot. And, you know, I believe that the universe forces you into situations that you have to face. It all started basically when I had a falling out with my medium. And, you know, she's also my friend and someone I look up to very much. And, you know, there were like some messages that she gave me that I didn't felt it would resonate with me because I got another message coming in, right? And at that time and point already, I was quite unsure about my messages as she was reading one of my clients and was saying that, you know, I got this in wrong or that in wrong. And I really believed her to that moment or prior to that moment because she was my mentor and she double checked for me, you know, and I felt like very responsible for all the messages I was giving. So if you as a medium feel like very unsure about a message or like don't believe in yourself because your spiritual gift is so connected with your personal growth. And I couldn't, like, I just felt very blocked after that. You know, normally I wouldn't double check or like send a client to her. But in that case, in that situation, it was necessary because not that I was unsure about the messages that I was getting in, but I just felt the responsibility that even though I got in a really crazy message, that was 1000% true, you know, because you never know when you give out the messages and what it could like do to another person, right? So I'm very cautious and very responsible with my gift. But you know, it didn't even stop there because that client of mine was actually really a close friend. So we grew this friendship over the past few months. And she was very a close friend of mine or became a very close friend of mine. And I really believed she had the best interest for me. But, you know, like, if you have traumas or, like, things in the past, sometimes, even if you have the best interest for another person, you don't see that person in that moment, but you see yourself more. And it's not something that I hold a grudge on or anything like that. I just try to have some kind of understanding. But back then, I really felt betrayed because, you know, I didn't feel like she was helping me at all in any kind of way. And I just felt so stuck in a situation I didn't want to be in. I felt like someone was telling me, oh, I'm not a good medium anymore. Like, talking, like, even like if I hear things behind my back that she was talking about, like my medium, right? That I got in the messages wrong or like this or that. And my friend just didn't tell me. I felt like people weren't giving me a chance to do better or like to analyze the situation to see where it went wrong, you know. And it's not about me getting in the messages wrong. It was more the circumstances, how you ask something in a circumstance. For example, if you explain to me a situation, right, and I would ask about the situation, then I would ask specifically about the situation and not like just wing it. Like, I don't need any, like, I can also do that, not have any information and see what comes through. But then the information or like the answers are pretty much different, and that is something my friend just didn't understand. And you know, sometimes even if you have the best intentions ever and you just want to protect people, they can still misunderstand you or think you are so much in your ego and you just don't want that they get the best out of both worlds, right? But that's not true, because the thing is, the situation went south the way I saw it coming, and my friend just didn't want to listen. And now, or like even back then, this mess just happened and I was left basically with crumbs. I felt betrayed. I felt like people that were so close to me, how could they turn on me so quickly? And also, you know, in that time of like period, right, that time period, my friend met up with my soulmate, and you know, he said some really mean stuff about me, and I really started to believe I'm going crazy, because the messages that I was getting in wasn't what the reality was showing me anymore. And I just felt so lost and alone. As I told you guys before, it wasn't that I wasn't getting in the messages correctly, but I was kind of unsure with myself, which made my messages unclear or blocked my gift in that moment. So, you know, like, I knew all these things were happening right now, and I just wanted to, you know, take a moment. So, like, I went with my friend to Italy and just, you know, try to calm down, ease my mind. But of course, that didn't happen. And, you know, I wasn't feeling that well, and I was letting that like known to the people that were very close to me. But however, you know, even in that moment, I just didn't felt like people were seeing me, or like the friend didn't see me for who I was right now in that situation. I was also just human and I was not feeling my best. But somehow in that moment, she only saw me as a medium. And could you even imagine that on that day when I was breaking down, crying. It is actually in my Insta post if you're interested in which voice messages I'm talking about. I was still doing a healing energy healing on her because she wasn't feeling that great on that day, even though I didn't felt great and I needed that support. But I didn't have that because I always felt, or I always had this limiting belief that, you know, I need to help people at all costs, even if I'm in the hospital, even if I couldn't walk, even if I feel like I'm dying inside. My job here is to help others. But like that helping others was turning into serve others. And you know, it's so interesting because that limiting belief of mine was because growing up, I always felt like I need to serve, you know, I need to do this and do that. But it was not helping anymore. It was literally serving people to make them happy. That was what I was thinking that I needed to do in my life. So the universe just put me into a situation that I couldn't handle that anymore, that even if I would want to help others, I couldn't anymore because I felt so blocked in my gift. I didn't get in the messages anymore because I was so not connected with myself anymore. And I just knew something needed to change if I still want to read people, if I even want to do that. Because at this point, I was questioning myself, am I even a good person? Because like the person that I trusted the most was telling me that I was a bad person, that I had negative energy, that even my soulmate doesn't want to be with me anymore. The person that I really, really trusted, that I looked up to, was saying that to other people and not even like to myself. So I went on this healing journey and I really needed to prioritize myself and really see myself and pay attention to myself, because I never did that before. I never really took the time for myself. I always prioritized different people, like other people before me. And that was the way to go in my life, basically. And that was something I could I could change in that moment. I was forced to change that. And I'm glad I could change that. I really started to sort out the things that was holding me back in my growth. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't have made it that quickly if I didn't have like the people that supported me. And one of them is Daniela. She is a very, very good friend of mine. And she was there for me, like, from day one, honestly. And, you know, we had our ups and downs and we had our fights, but it was necessary for us to grow. And I'm so happy that she was there. She really understood where I was coming from, even though it was so tough. It was so hard. I just knew that I was very grateful for her. And, you know, I'm getting emotional because if you feel so lost in that moment, you just sometimes need just a friend to talk out to and just understand you without judging you. And she was that friend for me, and she is still that friend for me, that really just listened to me without like judging me for something. And she would always have the best interest for me, you know. And you know, for the first time in my life, I just felt seen as who I am, completely as who I am, not as a medium, not as this or that. I was just Luli, you know. I was just me, myself. And maybe you ask yourself, who is Luli? That's me. I'm called Mary, but that, you know, like, it's just a gig between my friends and me, because we were having this conversation about who is speaking right now, right? And the medium Mary, like we just made up this like character, because my second name is Mary, that medium Luli would be Mary, you know, so that is why. But yeah, she just saw me for who I was, basically. And I'm super, super grateful, because you don't find these people a lot, especially if you have such a gift where, you know, people just want to take sometimes advantage of. And I could tell you so many stories about that. So I just felt like I was thrown into the situation that I didn't do anything about that. I felt I was treated like very unfairly, but I wasn't ready to talk about it yet, because I knew that I just wanted to deal with this by myself first, and heal myself first before going into like a talk, you know. But again, I wasn't really respected in my boundaries, even though I've asked my other friend, you know, that I needed time and space, but I didn't get that. However, I still took it, because, you know, I just needed to do that for me to heal. And in that period of time, I just didn't read anymore. I really, like, even if, like, people were asking me about, like, if they could have a reading, I was panicking, you know, because I knew, you know, I needed to perform. I needed to be there for this person because they want a reading of me, right? But I couldn't. I really couldn't. I was so blocked, right? I was so in energetically within myself that I didn't receive any messages. So I had to, like, tell them, oh, you know, I'm not reading at the moment, and I will start reading again when I feel like it is the time to read again. But it really broke my heart, basically, because this period of time, like, it took maybe 2 months that I just didn't get any messages in. And I mean, like, if you know my journey and, you know, you listen to my podcast, you know that I've grown up as a medium. It wasn't like that I never get in the information. It was just always there. But now, all of a sudden, it wasn't, you know. And that was something that was, like, I was so scared of, because I was questioning myself, is it going to come back? Am I really a bad person that I even lost my gift? Like, it went, I spiraled down this road, you know. And I couldn't, like, even, like, see myself anymore, you know. Where did the confidence go, like, you know? And I was so in the need of help and understanding, and people just see me as a human being and seeing me for my emotions. And that it is okay also for me sometimes to not perform. So I went to a medium and another one. And, you know, I was searching for some kind of help, you know. And she said, like, it was so funny because I was in that reading. But, you know, I still felt like a few stuff maybe didn't resonate with me, right? And I knew, like, sometimes as a medium, if you work and you shine, like, really bright, there's also, like, darkness lingering somewhere, you know. Where there is light, there is also darkness. And sometimes, you know, if you look at dark energies, yes, that's a real thing, you know, like, they can maybe sneak in or, like, change some messages, or, you know, like, change your, or, like, get you down to your ego or your limiting beliefs. And then sometimes when you give out the messages and you're not skilled yet, it could happen that you are giving out what you think is a message, but it isn't. It is what your ego is saying, what your limiting belief is saying, and not a guided message. Because a guided message is never negative. It's always very positive. But it was such a great experience to have because I could see like my skills weren't leaving me at all. It was still there, but it was blocked until I was solving this matter, right? So one day I went out with a friend, and you know, I know her from work, and I you know, like I felt like we needed to go out anyways, and she was asking me if I was free on that day, and I was like, sure, I love to go out, because and in that time of period I was like going out quite a lot because I just needed some change and I needed to reconnect with other people and people that know me for who I was and not know me for in, like my mediumship, right? And I went out with her for the first time basically, and we were talking, and she was talking about like spirituality, and you know, normally when you go out and you meet someone new, you don't, that's not the first conversation you would talk about. But somehow we ended up talking about this, and I'm a strong believer of there's no coincidences. It needs to happen the way it happens, and there's always a reason behind a situation, right? And I remembered she was talking about like this woman basically that does energy healing but also like looks at like your soul basically, and you know, she told me about her experiences, right? And it's not my story to tell, but it was so inspiring that, you know, I just felt like, okay, you know, there's a reason why she's talking about this woman, and I need to book a session with her. You know, it's so crazy because at that point I didn't have the money anymore that was coming in from the readings, right, to go to another reading and, you know, pay for that reading, but I knew I needed to do that. I really, really needed to do that. So the next day I booked a reading with her, but she didn't reply for 24 hours, and I was so worried, right? And I just knew something's up there, you know, like I just felt the need to talk with her like immediately. It was such an emergency, right? And I wrote her then on WhatsApp because I didn't know if she saw my booking or not, right? So I was asking her, and she then replied to me, and she said like then and then I can go and have a session with her. So I was very much excited for that session because I knew, okay, maybe she could help me with like releasing some stuff, right? So I went to the session and I didn't even like know what was going to happen there. We sat down and immediately she was asking me specific questions, and she was also like explaining to me what she was doing. She was very much looking at my energy field and seeing what was very like clouding my connection with my guides or like with the spiritual realm. So we were talking a lot, and there were things that came up that I thought I already, you know, already done the work on, but clearly not. I was still crying, you know, about like losing my dad and, you know, feeling alone and stuff like that. And it was such a crazy, crazy reading. Honestly, mind-blowing. And, you know, we went on this journey together where I was laying down and she was talking to me, right? And I cried so bad. I cried so bad, but it was so good to release that emotion because for the first time she was showing me how to really release emotions. And it's so interesting because as a medium, if I now ask about all this stuff, I get that into what she was saying, but I wasn't in that cautiousness to ask about this kind of stuff, right? So she was basically telling me, you know, that the emotions that we have inside of us needs to be lived out. We need to accept this emotion and let room for this emotion so it can go away. But we can't just like deny it and leave it there, because that emotion will get bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually it will get so big that it's going to overwhelm you, right? And after that session, guys, I'm not going to lie to you, but my hands, you know, I have thyroid problems, right? I had to like operate that out, so I don't have a thyroid anymore, and I need to take medication every single day. So I remembered like my hands were trembling all the freaking time, right, for months and months, but I didn't went to the doctor, because the only thing they would do is just take out my blood and see that I need to adapt my medication again. And that's a freaking process, right? And I didn't want to, you know, it was expensive, I didn't want to do that. So, you know, like a few hours later on that evening, I've noticed my hands stopped trembling, and it stopped trembling until today. It is so crazy. Like, even my mom noticed that my energy just shifted. I just look more freer, I guess. And I'm so thankful for this experience I had with her, because, you know, she gave me the tools to heal myself. And it was just such an experience that I will never forget anymore. So I started to question myself, how do I want to do the readings in the future? Because looking back on my journey, right, I just felt like, because I was so dependent on another person, on another human being, on my medium, and on my, like, my medium mentor, right, I just felt like I never really grew in that aspect of listening to myself and being very sure about what I can do and what I can't do, listening to what resonates with me and not, you know. And most of the time, like, when I felt down or anything like that, I had this always that craving that my guides could help me out of it, right? And that's true, but like, I'm a medium myself. I don't need another medium to get in a message, right? So then I started to like really think, how do I want to do this in the future, right? I've noticed a lot of my clients, even if they would come to me and, you know, they would have this reading with me, it won't stick with them that much, or they would do something else with the messages, or they wouldn't listen to the messages, basically. And I knew I couldn't do this further, and I don't want to. So now what I really want to do is helping my clients to listen more to their intuition, because honestly, you never know what's going to happen today or tomorrow. You can't depend on anybody, you know, and that's something I've learned out of the situation. Never depend on anyone other than yourself. You don't know what will happen tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to have a falling out with this person tomorrow. You don't know if this person is going to die tomorrow. What will you do then, right? So I started to like let go of everyone, you know, even my soulmate. It isn't like that I need him anymore, It's not that I need this friendship. It's not that I need my mentor. It is more coming together and creating something fun. Coming together and having a good time. Sharing something with a person that you love. But it's not a co-independency anymore, because that is something that is very like swings very low in frequency. And I knew I needed to get out of that. And for some reason, I started to let that go. And of course, you know, even if it's in your system still, like, because that's something that is for a really long time that stuck with me, it is still there, you know, but it will be like, it will get smaller and smaller and smaller and eventually then vanish, because that's the normal process, right? And we just need to give us some time for that, and that's totally okay. And that is what I want to do in my readings. I don't want people to become dependent on my messages. It's just not healthy. So what I really want to do, and how I see the future of my messages, is basically training my clients to listen more to their intuition, that one day they will get in their messages on their own and they won't need me anymore. And I know, like, it sounds so crazy, because normally, you know, like, you would hear like things like, you need a reading with me, and, you know, with my readings you will like solve this and that problem. But no, I should only be here to guide you through something, but you are the one that needs to walk this path. I can't walk that for you, and that's something I've learned. Rather than serving someone, I would rather guide them through something, you know. And I think that's such a powerful statement. I also believe that things happen to us for a reason, as I said, and I believe that the people that are helping you out of the situation are also meant to be there for a reason. You know, I'm very thankful for having Daniela with me, and, you know, having my friends with me that supported me throughout this journey, right? But also for the sessions I had with this woman, and her name is Wada, basically. I will link her information down below. She's awesome. Shout out to her. And, you know, of course, I also know I could have done this somehow on my own, but it would took me so long to get to where I am now, and I took the shortcut. But with taking the shortcut, you need to be ready to face a lot of demons at once. And I was willing to do that because I knew I needed to do it. And I took the courage to do it. And, you know, I really wish that people would see this journey of mine as an inspiration. Or not even an inspiration, but to see them, you know, as, you're not alone. I know how you feel. Like, that is the message that I want to give out. And this is how I want to do my readings in the future. And I will talk about it, like, very, very soon on how I would want to do it. And, yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. You know, my journey is not over yet. That is why it's called my healing era, because it's really just an era where I can have a great look on things that maybe triggered me, that maybe make me feel a certain way, and just let that go. Because honestly, we need, in like in this moment of time that we live in right now, it is so important that we keep the frequency high. It is so, so important. And I really hope, if you listened until the end, that, you know, I'm there for you guys. And that I am so happy that I could have talked about this situation, about my healing era and what helped me. And yeah, I will see you guys very soon again. Bye.